Please go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Chegg Working Group meeting on Tuesday, 25th of June, 2013. On the call today, we have Fred Buccini, Daniel Kolshev, Chris Dillon, and Edmund Cheung. We have apologies from Bart Bswinkle. For staff, we have myself, Julia Chervalen. May I remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you. This is Edmund here. Thank you everyone for joining. I note that Jane hasn't joined yet. I was trying to connect with her. Hopefully, she'll be able to join shortly. In any case, I sent out a brief agenda for today. Mainly three items. One, as an update on the draft final report on the universal acceptance of IDEA TLDs. Hoping to spend a little bit of time to finalize the letter to the CCNSO and GNSS councils in response to the board resolution on IDEA TLD report, and then some preparations on our Durban meeting. I note that Bart is not here, so we'll probably not have an update unless, Julia, you have any information on where we are on the posting of the draft final report on universal acceptance of IDEA TLDs for public comment.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. It seems like it has been dragging on for some time. We were told that in our last meeting, it's supposed to be posted shortly after. I don't see it yet, so I assume it's still in the queue. I guess with that, I'll chase Bart on it and give everyone an update on the mailing list. Besides that, any other items people want to bring up?
Edmund, this is Chris Dillon. It's actually a question about just the number of the draft of the universal acceptance document, because the draft I have is quite an old one. It's version 0.5. May I confirm, is that the latest version, or has there been something after 0.5?
There should have been a 1.0 that was circulated to the list.
Oh, dear.
That was the final.
Right. Yes. I'll go back and dig that out.
I'm happy to. I'll send it to you again right after this call.
Thank you very much.
No worries. The point is that we really should get it out. It's been for some time. I'll chase Bart on it. I understand that Bart had some personal items he was working through, but we'll figure it out, and I'll update everyone back on the list. Okay. The second item, I don't expect us to really do all finalization on this call. I'll, as usual, send it to the mailing list for last call. Would like to spend some time to talk a little bit about the letter that was circulated last time, and I had an updated version a couple of days ago, sending to the list. Mainly updated according to the discussion last time, which was to the substance of the letter hasn't been changed. The structure was changed so that there are three appendices, two of which are draft letters for consideration by the CCNSO and GNSS councils. And then Annex 1 is the bulk of the discussion in response to the ICANN board resolution. So, and accompanying that, there's a very short sort of a letter that the DIG would send to the CCNSO and GNSO Council with the three annexes, as I mentioned. So with that, I don't know whether anyone has any thoughts or comments or suggestions on the draft or any part of the draft letter. Okay. Hearing nothing, I think it may be difficult to have a full discussion here. I did receive a couple of emails from different people about some minor edits since I sent it out earlier, and I'll incorporate them and send it back to the list. But I'd like to maybe highlight a few items here and see if at least this group is comfortable with the main recommendations in a way that we are sending back to the two councils. So the core recommendation, you know, after reviewing the IDM variant TLD reports, the two reports, one on the LGR, the label generation rule set, and one on the user experience. The few main recommendations back to the councils is the first one is that this is the implementation of IDM variant TLDs contains matters of policy decision and therefore should be within the purview of CCNSO and GNSO. It's not a purely technical matter, and the two supporting organizations should produce policy recommendations and continue to monitor and oversee the policy implementation of IDM variant TLDs. That's number one, which is an important recommendation to the two councils. The second one is following that, that both the SO in their and separately will need to produce policy recommendations to ICANN for its actual implementation, and based on that, actually looking back at the GNSO policy recommendations for new GTLDs that already contains a number of policy aspects on IDM variant TLDs, and at this point, actually, the recommendation is that is enough, sufficient for staff to move forward in implementation. On the other hand, for CCNSO, the CCPDP final report contains only a placeholder for IDM variant TLDs, and therefore the recommendation to the CCNSO Council is for them to, I don't know whether the word reinitiate is correct, or at least initiate the work on the matter such that implementation can move forward. But even with that, the overarching LGR and the implementation for the GNS GTLD side should not be delayed. So that's the second important point of the recommendation. And then the third one is a more broad-based thing. It ties in with the universal acceptance of IDM TLDs. A lot of the user experience report talks about issues at the technical community, implementation, user usability of IDM variant TLDs, which is very, actually, a lot of those target groups are very similar to the universal acceptance issues. So The third main recommendation is to ask ICANN to basically tie this in with the same sort of program. So those are the key recommendations. Any thoughts, comments, or additions? Nope. Do you think it's you know, at least anyone who thinks this does provide a summary, a reasonable summary for the two councils' consideration? Okay. Hearing silence, I guess we'll let the comments come back in the mailing list. In the meantime, I guess a couple of things. One is that ICANN has arranged a webinar, which Glenn has so kindly forwarded to this mailing list as well. There is a webinar on the implementation of the IDN variant TLD program and the update from staff. That will happen. Let me see. That will happen. I think it's
on the 27th. It's on the 27th, Edmund.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, on the 27th of June, 2300 UTC. So I encourage everyone to join that. And in light of that, two things. One is after this call, I will be sending the letter with the couple minor edits back to the mailing list for a final call. And I'll follow up with everyone to see if anyone has any further comments. But in the meantime, we'll wait for June 27th to get an update from ICANN. And based on that update, I guess I'll further update the list, or anyone who after listening to the program update might have any thoughts, can please feel free to jump in. We'll then decide whether, you know, the last one will continue or there are any additional adjustments needed in the letter. So and in any case, hopefully by the end of the week, we would be able to send a copy to the CCNSO Council and the DNSO Council for their consideration. The deadline is July 1st, but I don't expect them to be able to send it back to the board at that time. The suggestion is still to wait until Durban meeting, as discussed, to make this response back to the board, and we'll suggest the council to do that. But in any case, we will have a document to them before the end of the month. That's at least the plan right now, unless something dramatic happens on Thursday on the update from staff. So that's sort of the process going forward. Any thoughts, suggestions, concerns? Hearing none, I guess we'll proceed with that in mind. We'll send off a copy for final call and have it confirmed after the webinar from ICANN staff. So that moves us to the third item, which is some preparations for the Durban meeting. In terms of the Durban meeting, the plan earlier was to talk a little bit about the response, the proposed response letter to the CCNSO and GNSO councils, so that, you know, usually our face-to-face meeting, we get a little bit more participation that would allow us to get some input or at least have some response from the community. And I think that could continue to be the case. And then I'd like to spend some time considering what the JIG should do on the subject matter, you know, going forward as well, because it has been the IDN variant TLD has been one of the three identified issues of common interest, and so far, because of the work from staff, so far we haven't, aside from this particular letter, we haven't worked on anything, so I think we need to consider that. And then a short period of time on an update on the final report on universal acceptance. So that's, I think, the suggestions for the preparations for Durban meeting. So we'll walk through the letter response for the open meeting for others who might want to join our meeting. And then consider more work on whether there should be more work on IDN variant TLDs. And it could very possibly be in conjunction with the consideration of the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs, because as I pointed out, that seems to me to be there is a lot of in common, especially after reading the user experience report. And the groups that were identified by the user experience report, I think is very very useful for both topics. So, any thoughts or ideas, additions for Durban meeting? Okay. In that case, I'll draft a short note to what I just said, and I'll pass it on to for it to be updated to the ICANN meeting planning meeting website, so people will know what our session will be about. It was confirmed to be on Monday afternoon. I don't remember exactly the time yet, but I guess we'll see it on the ICANN website very soon. Okay, so with that, I guess we're probably done for today. It's planned to be a pretty short meeting, unless we have a significant discussion on the letter. But hearing none, I'll leave it up to the list for the final call and finalize that on the list. Any items of discussion or thoughts before we close the call? Okay. Hearing none. In that case, thank you everyone for joining, and we'll reconvene in Durban. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.